The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Chow. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Here with Chris, my boyfriend. I think I've talked about him before in my other episodes, but I'm just going to let him introduce himself for right now.
Hey, how you guys doing? My name is Chris.
Basic question, that would be like, what's in your garage right now?
Well, currently I have a Nissan and also a 2002 Chevy Silverado.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Like, what mods have you done to it lately? To both of them, sorry.
Oh, well, my Nissan is my daily, so it's stock. But for my truck, it has a cam, long tubes, it's tuned, and yeah.
What car do you take to work?
I drive my Nissan. That's usually what I daily. It's a good gas saver.
See your current car in 5 to 10 years, maybe less, you know?
Well, my current car, which is, I have two of them, my Nissan, I probably see myself having it probably for the next few years, just because it's a good daily for me. And in my truck, I also see myself having it, but just having adding a bag system to it, and also a sound system to it as well.
Do you ever like see yourself switching your daily car? You know, cause like I know there's like other daily cars like Toyota, like a Camry or whatever, or like a Honda Civic. Like, do you see yourself in like another daily?
I see myself upgrading it to maybe like a Honda or a Toyota, like a newer one. Maybe like in a few years. But as of right now, I feel like I'm good with my Nissan. But yeah, I do eventually see myself upgrading eventually.
And like getting it back is cool, whatever. Like honestly, I was thinking about doing it with my new truck. But how much do you think that costs?
Depending, it varies. If you want to get your front or your rear dropped and bagged, depends who you go with. Some shops offer different prices. So if you just want to get just one specific part bagged, like your front or your rear, it's going to be cheaper, obviously. But probably looking for both, you're probably looking at like $2,500. And then your rear, probably like maybe $12,000, $13,000. Just depending, honestly.
You know how like your truck is a little bit more like a show truck, and like you're in your own like club. Like, would you ever see yourself like still continuing in that club?
As of right now, yeah, but you know, sometimes you kind of just grow out of it. I'll probably still end up keeping my truck and then going to stuff like shows, events and stuff like that as just a solo rider. But club rides and stuff like that, right now it's cool and fun and stuff like that, but sometimes you just grow out of it and it just gets boring. So yeah, sometimes you just gotta do your own thing, and yeah.
But like, just to dive a little bit like more deep, like, can you tell me a little bit about your background and like why you started like modifying your truck?
Well, I just started off by watching other people doing stuff to their trucks, and then seeing how people got their truck sounding, and just and how drop their chuckles are and stuff like that. But yeah, it kind of just interested me. Just pretty much just wanting to be, I guess, better than everyone else.
Your first modification that you did on your truck?
Probably tinting it, and then
tinting. Would you say tint like adds like horsepower?
Huh?
Nah, I'm just kidding. But keep going.
But yeah, just tint, and then I added long tube headers to it so it could be loud.
How much were the long tube headers?
Well, it depends. I personally paid about like $300-$400, I'm pretty sure. It's been a long time, so I can't really remember, but for long tubes, it's probably maybe like $300 for just long tubes.
And have you had any problems with the truck?
Yeah, I've had a few problems. A few parts breaking. And some parts, like, just not working how they're supposed to. But, yeah, I've had a few problems with it.
And then can you elaborate a little bit more on, like, one big problem that you had where you just, like, it was just, like, stressed out, like, stressful as fuck?
Probably when my transmission and my rear end probably went out. That's probably been the two top most stressful things I probably had to do.
And, like, what happened? Like, was it in, like, middle of the road?
Yeah, it's just driving. You know, sometimes when you have a cam truck or you have a lower truck, stuff like that just tend to break. And then, yeah, transmission just went out. Just driving. Stuff like that happens. Stuff tend to break.
And then I heard you said a little bit about, like, you wanting to do, like, speakers. Like, where do you, like, what do you think, like, how much is that going to be for you?
Yeah, for speakers, it's pretty expensive, depending on what you get and then where you get it from. It's all, like, everything is about, like, where it varies and what kind of stuff you get. There's some cheap stuff and there's also some expensive stuff. But yeah, it just kind of depends where you buy it from and then what kind of product you're getting.
And, like, you didn't mention this, but, like, I know that, like, you want a daily, like, other than your truck. Yeah, we talked about this before, but would you ever, like, trade your daily right now for a Tesla?
Yeah, I mean, Teslas is probably, like, one of my few dream cars of having. It's because it's electric, it's quiet, and also it's, like, kind of a reliable car. But, yeah, I would definitely trade it for a Tesla.
How do you like the Tesla I have right now?
It's pretty good. I actually like it a lot, honestly. Probably like it more than you, probably, honestly.
Deep question, like, would you ever sell your truck for any other type of truck or something?
If I were to ever sell my truck, the only way I would sell it if I were to get a brand newer truck or if I were to get one. But that would be the only reason I would sell it.
What kind of brand new truck, like, were you thinking about?
Probably like a 2025 GMC or 2024 GMC. Probably newer
trucks. That's cool, that's cool. Like, single cab too?
Yeah, I'd do a single cab or also a crew cab, but preferably a single cab.
Would you get it, like, lifted or lowered?
I would probably get it, probably lifted. I'd probably have a lifted newer truck.
And then one of the questions was, if you could work on any car in the world, what would it be and why?
It'll probably be like a NASCAR. Just because there's not any cars like that are driving around the streets. And there's super fast, so.
You would get a NASCAR for, like, the streets?
No. I would just, like, work on it and would, like to learn about it.
What about, like, one, like, so you could drive on the street, like?
Oh, to drive on the street probably be, like, a Tesla.
Tesla? What model? Hey, talking about it, though, like, Tesla and trucks, like, would you ever get a Cybertruck?
Yeah, but I feel like Cybertrucks are too big, honestly. I don't like how they are, like, kind of like a box-looking Tesla.
Damn, like, my thing about, like, Cybertrucks is, like, they're just kind of ugly. Like, you don't think they're ugly?
No, I do. I think they're ugly. I don't see how people find them, like, nice-looking cars. I just feel like they're just too big and they're just not good-looking cars. Or a model, I would say.
The biggest question would be, like, what's your dream garage setup?
My dream garage setup? Probably, like, a two-car garage. Custom lights on the roof. Custom floor.
Like, no, like, what cars do you want in your garage? Like, your Like your dream cars.
Probably like a newer Mercedes or like a newer Ferrari of some sort.
A Ferrari? Why Ferrari?
Just because they're like luxurious and also they're fast, so you kind of get both worlds.
That's facts. To be honest, like I would want a Mercedes too in my garage, like a little like SUV or sedan or something, but a Mercedes. You can't go wrong. Or a Benz too.
Yeah, no, those are Mercedes and Benz were really nice luxury cars.
You wouldn't get like a truck or something in there? Like a. Because you say you like GMC, so like you wouldn't get a Denali?
Oh, no, yeah, I feel like I would. I would get. Obviously, it would be lifted, but I would get a newer Denali of some sort.
Or like what other truck brand would you get?
If I were to get any other truck brand besides a GMC, it would probably be Chevy. But that's kind of it. Want to be like a Chevy or GMC.
You like the newer like Chevy models? Cause low-key, like I like more like 2017, 2016 Chevys were like, you know, they're just like different, but like the newer ones, they just look kind of weird.
No, yeah, the 2016, 2017 Chevys front ends are pretty nice, but if I would, I prefer we have a GMC instead, just because I like how the front ends look and how, just overall they look. So.
And you would get like a crew cab.
Yeah, I would get a crew cab, or I would get like a single cab, preferably a single cab though.
Damn, but like they don't make any more like V8s for like the single cab GMCs, right?
No, there's usually like 5.7s, like bigger engines, with the single cabs usually, and some say with crew cabs, or sometimes crew cabs have bigger ones.
Any problems with both of your cars lately?
Lately, no. It's been a while since I had any problems with any of my cars, so, but lately, no, I haven't.
Because last time, like, a little bit of smoke came out of your truck.
I mean, probably, like, most recent, probably it was when my bass amp pretty much started smoking and kind of just pretty much almost caught on fire. It got really smoky, just popped. And, yeah, we're just kind of just, it kind of just went out. But that was probably my most recent problem.
But, like, why did that happen, though? Cause it literally like popped out of nowhere.
Well, I'm honestly I don't even know. I'm myself. It just kind of just popped while just sitting in my truck. It kind of just popped and went out. It's probably maybe just like a wiring issue maybe or, but you never really know. Sometimes stuff just like I said just goes out and stuff like that.
Did you install it like yourself or like professionally like? Installed, had someone install it for you?
No, one of my friends that's really good with audio installed it for me a while ago, but yeah, he's the one that installed it for me.
What did he say about it?
He said just kind of probably was since I've had it for a while, and also that it gets hot, so it tends to, you know what I mean, maybe burn a fuse, and then it kind of everything just falls apart. So yeah, it's kind of part what mostly happened, or kind of just went out.
And like for your speaker, so like would you have to install like a new one, like since you want to do like a speaker rack?
No, I definitely have to upgrade from what I have, because from a speaker rack that I want to do, what I have right now wouldn't be able to support it, so I would definitely have to upgrade to better amps and just pretty much upgrade a little bit of everything.
All right, that's cool. Well, I guess that's the end of the podcast. And I'll talk to y'all next episode.